girls, the little girls around here are your granddaughters.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, their mother is your...
Our daughter-in-law.
Uh-huh. Who delivered the babies here in the early days before doctors?
Old women.
They call them anything special?
Yeah, but I... Oh, I can't think of it. Some call them grannies. I didn't call them housemaid or anything like that.
Midwife?
Yeah, midwife.
Well, if a boy has the same features as his father and the same general build as his father, you'd say the boy...
Resembles it to his father.
Uh-huh. Any special term for an illegitimate child?
No. Not as I know of.
Bastard, is that a common one?
Oh yeah, they say that. But you know, there's no such thing as a bastard.
Yeah, that's right. And, yeah, well, in the sense of born out of wedlock, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did they ever call those woods colts or anything like that?
Yeah, woods colt. No, that bastard, I've heard that word. But you can search the Bible and you can't find it.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Just because I can't think of his name. He was talking to two men about the father. Mm-hmm. And I said, we don't have no father, they're dead. Why do you call them bastards, see? Because they didn't accept God as their father.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where that gets started. Huh?
Oh.
Because they don't have a father and mother living with them. Mm-hmm. They're bastards.
It's interesting that they had multiple marriage too.
Yeah.
Oh, if a little baby was going to be taken outside, what would you take him outside in?
Well, somebody in the basket or in your arm.
Uh-huh. Did they have any special vehicle you could put him in to?
Nah, they just...
That came later. Huh?
Yeah. Old time, they just wag them in the arm.
what did they call that vehicle for the baby?
Baby carriage.
Baby carriage?
Mm-hmm.
And what would you say you were going to do if you wanted to put the baby in that?
I'd just put him in the carriage and roll him.
Aren't these good questions, though?
Can he answer?
Oh, come on, now.
Do you see a fly in here?
Oh.
I don't know if I'd tell you if I did. I see a wicked look in your eye.
Well, we thought we was going to do something this house this summer. You know, we had two storms. And I'm telling you, just run this in here. Knock the hole in there and the water come down through.
My goodness.
Big around your arm, and water was ankle deep from that front door across the back door.
Wow.
It's tore our antenna up every year since we had our television. Three times that.
Oh, my antenna. Did I tell you about my antenna?
Yeah.
I haven't fixed
Point
that.
Towards your neighbor's house.
Yeah. It's been bent for a month and a half. I just haven't had time to fix it. Well, I get home on the weekends and I mow my grass, and Monday I go away again.
Well, he's been sick all spring and all summer. You know, he's had to go to two doctors with his kidneys on spring and summer, and then here this spring. So we just haven't got anything done.
You drink lots of water?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh. I had an aunt who had that trouble, and part of her difficulty was from not drinking water.
Yeah,
she had kidney stones, and she wouldn't...
Well, I had my gallbladder taken out 2 years ago.